Manufacture this black tar that would come out of the lightwood, they call it, as they go out and get these old lightwood that was all hearts, you know, they call it lightwood. You know?
Well, yeah, what was that?
That was the manufacturer that they put it in this oven and burn it, and they get the drips from it, and the drips would make the tar, and they ship the tar in barrels in New Orleans. They use that tar in the caulking boats and things, you know, in the Navy yards, you know, in shipbuilding. And then after that, in addition to the sawmill business, they had charcoal burners. There's quite a lot of people made a living burning charcoal, and they'd have schooners that would transport the charcoal in New Orleans, and they'd park it in the basin, you know, what they call a basin where they'd park their boats, and they'd sell the charcoal to these peddlers, and they'd peddle it all over town. And that was a big business. I had an uncle that operated a grocery store, a regular general mercantile store, and that he financed those people, and they'd bring down the charcoal and exchange it for groceries, you know. And then he owned the ship, the schooner, and he'd send it on. He had two or three schooners, and he kept going back and forth, you know. That was a kind of an industry too, and of course that was, it had to cut down wood and stack it and burn it, you know, in these cool, and stack dirt around it, you know.
Yeah.
It was quite an art in burning that wood and getting that charcoal, you know. And it was a lot of people made a living that way. Now that was in, really before, that was around 1900. Well, it was the industry here with charcoal and naval store, the turpentine, which was put the cup on the living tree, you know. And I've often thought about things that, how things change, because I was worked quite a lot in the turpentine business too with my uncle, you know. They had turpentine business along with the sawmill. See, they turpentine the tree. See, what they call getting the turpentine out of the tree, which is worth just about as much as the tree was when you cut it down. So after they get the turpentine out for 3 years on one side and 3 years on the other side, 6 years in the face of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut the tree down. And they get just about as much out of the landowner would realize about as much out of the turpentine lease as he'd get for the tree when they cut it down. So he was double dipping, you see.
Yeah.
And of course, they sold the turpentine. They shipped it by water too, the turpentine and the rosin. You know, of course, turpentine was using paints, you know, and rosin was using yellow soap. And then later on, they got to using the synthetic camphor, the turpentine, and there was quite a lot of uses for turpentine. And of course, after that, they also got to using the stumps that he had. The old original pine was all hearts. You know how the tree itself was most a heart, and the sap was on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the second growth pine now is all sap and no heart in it. But they had this stump in the ground that was completely what you call, like I mentioned, lightwood, they call that. It's gum. If you push it up, the gum would still be running out of that stump, you see? And they'd take that stump and haul it to what they call them, they had different names from Hercules Powder Company one time. They had a plant in Gulfport, and chemical company, they call them. They'd build these plants, and they'd put these stumps in, they'd buy these stumps, and they'd make rosin and turpentine. That would be out of, that wouldn't be from the living tree, it'd be from the dead trees. But they also sold it on the market, compete with the raw turpentine, just like you would, you know, with that distilled turpentine. And there was a lot of people made quite a lot of money out of getting these stumps, you see. And that was in the later years, about 1930, during the Depression, they started that business. And of course, people now, of course, we're in a different area, you know, it's in a different, we got shipyards for them working, we got a lot of, they got transportation now. They can travel, ride 50 miles to work and 50 miles in the morning, come back 50 miles, live here and work in Pascagoula and work in New Orleans, shipyards and other different factories.